This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, earlier this week, we started a conversation with National Pork Producers Council VP of Government Affairs, Maria Ziba. We talked about why it's important to have an international coalition to collaborate on finding solutions to foreign animal diseases plaguing producers around the globe. But international work does not just stop with disease prevention. It also has to do with trade and work being done to promote trade agreements. We continue our talk with Maria Ziba next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association's Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
When it comes to trade, we have been hearing a lot of negative talk, especially from ag groups that aren't pleased with the speed at which the Biden administration has been working on trade deals. It seems like there's no movement at all. However, Maria Ziba, Vice President of Government Affairs with the National Pork Producers Council, counters that by saying that while we may not be seeing big deals coming across the finish line in droves, the administration is still working on all of the groundwork and all of the detail work that has to be done to get trade agreements done. And she talks a little bit about how that's being handled.
So the administration has been focused a lot on this regulatory cohesion, and they've been negotiating three different frameworks, the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, the U.S.-Taiwan Framework, U.S.-Taiwan 21st Century Framework.
Okay.
It's a mouthful. And then another agreement with U.S. and Kenya. Within those, they're not looking at addressing tariff barriers. That is something that we keep pushing them for. But what they are looking at is setting those sanitary, phytosanitary standards and regulatory cohesion in those regions. And my job has been to look at that negotiating text and sit down with our negotiators and say, okay, this is what's going to work for our industry, and this is what is not going to work for us. We've been able to have very fruitful conversations, but I think that there's a little bit of a misperception that nothing is happening on trade. There's a lot happening on trade. It's just happening behind the scenes, and there's not press releases, and we don't see a lot of these things because we're doing a lot of that grunt work right now. It's been quite busy to not only in that space, but also making sure that we continue to have market access in countries that we have free trade agreements and that new barriers aren't being put up by our trading partners.
Of course, the balancing act comes when we talk about tariffs and duties. You want to try to get the best deal you can for the pork industry, but you don't want to leave other American industries susceptible to other trade penalties.
As the administration looks at negotiating in Kenya or Taiwan or Indo-Pacific, if they don't get it right now, this sets a precedent for us that we're going to have to try to unravel later on. And once you have negotiating text, it makes it very difficult and it goes into effect. It makes it almost impossible to go back to a previous system. So that's why we have to be so vigilant to making sure that what the U.S. government is negotiating is what makes the most sense for our producers.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman. Have a good day.